Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Brooke with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, former Ray White chief auctioneer Philip Parker calls for drug testing of all homes on the market. A rise in drug labs across Queensland is prompting more drug testing in homes rented and sold, with Parker alleging that vulnerable Australians are being exposed to concerning levels of methamphetamine. It is currently not mandatory for homeowners and property managers to test for drug contamination in their properties, which can cost up to $200,000 and sometimes requires floor, wall and roof removals.
The Bruce Highway remains closed in both directions near Bloomsbury following a truck rollover and explosive chemical spill yesterday. At around 11:30 a.m, emergency services arrived at the scene of a truck rollover where ammonium nitrate was leaking on the road. The spill was contained and police evacuated local residents within a 5 kilometre exclusion zone in the area. The emergency declaration is currently still in place, with motorists urged to avoid the area until the site has been cleaned up or to expect significant delays.
In national news, the government announces a new artificial intelligence expert group to advise the Department of Industry, Science and Resources. Minister for Industry and Science, Ed Husic, says it's imperative to test high-risk AI systems and keep them transparent. The group includes scientists, lawyers and executives and has already met for the first time.
A New South Wales task force focuses on returning First Nations children to their families. The Restoration Task Force, announced yesterday after a meeting of the Ministerial Aboriginal Partnership Group, aims to change the trajectory of outcomes for First Nations children. Minister for Families and Communities, Kate Washington, says Aboriginal children account for 46% of children in out-of-home care. CEO of ABSEC, John Lehouse, states it is gratifying to see the government recognise the power of partnership with Aboriginal people and community-controlled organisations when it comes to reform.
In international news, a Canadian school teacher is accused of selling their students' art online. Students from Montreal's Westwood Junior High found their art for sale on their teacher's personal website. They found pieces available for purchase printed on mugs, phone cases, and clothes. Mario Perrin, who describes himself as a lifelong student of art, was selling some pieces for over $100. Parents of the students are outraged, some threatening legal action. The school's board is investigating the incident.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 30 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger has no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.